Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from New Orleans with Kent Backus of NCBA talking China in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. Continuing our coverage from New Orleans in the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva AgriScience, your partner in range and pasture productivity. Kent Backus joining us today. He's the trade guru for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We had the opportunity to visit with Kent about all the various trade agreements that we're working on right now, including negotiations going on right now with the Chinese.
You know, we know our government is trying to work with the Chinese to find a path forward for both of our economies to thrive. Right now, it's really tough for us to sell a lot of beef into China anyway. Tariffs aside, even with the massive tariff increases they placed on us, just all the restrictions we have with technologies makes it, very difficult to produce enough beef to meet demand in the Chinese market. When you look at China overall, that's a fifth of the world's population, a middle class that's bigger than the entire U.S. population. They're hungry for beef. They're becoming the biggest beef importer in the world. And a lot of other countries have access there, and they've had it for a while. Countries like Brazil and Australia and New Zealand, and they're selling record volumes into that market. We know that our product is better. It's a higher quality product. There's a lot of unmet demand, especially in the higher end market there in China, and we want to meet it. We want to displace what little grain-fed beef is in that market with high-quality U.S. beef, and we think we can. The problem is that we face these barriers like restrictions on the use of hormones and beta agonists, some of the traceability requirements as well, that make it very difficult for us to produce beef for that market. With that said, if we could get some of those policies relaxed, and at least for U.S. beef, I don't know if they'll do it overall for other countries, but for U.S. beef, which we know is a safe product, the Meat Export Federation estimates that we could see our sales conservatively reach $4 billion in the next 5 years. And that's just in the Chinese market. If you look at 2018, our exports are probably going to be finally come in around $8 billion. So we're looking at a tremendous increase and a tremendous opportunity for the industry. But in order to get there, there have to be changes to Chinese law and Chinese regulatory practices. And that's a heavy lift. But, we're thankful because President Trump and his team have actually committed to try to address some of these changes. We don't know how successful they'll be in the long run, but we do know that those conversations will continue to happen, and we strongly support that.
Let's talk about the other one that is, I think, a top of mind for a lot of our cattle producers, and that's the Japanese market. The fact that we are now at that tariff disadvantage because of the new TPP that we are not a part of.
Right. Obviously, we were disappointed the U.S. walked away from TPP. Biggest reason for that is that the 38.5% that we face in Japan, that would have phased down to 9% over about 16 years. Unfortunately, we walked away from TPP and our competitors didn't. So Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, they're all going to see their tariff rates continue to decrease while we stay at 38.5%. So this agreement was implemented on December 30th. So on that day, the tariffs for Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico all went to 27.5%. We're still stuck at 38.5%. On April 1st, which is the beginning of the Japanese fiscal year, that tariff rate will drop again to around 26.7, and it will continue to decline until it reaches about 9%. Wow. But it's not just that tariff rate. There are also provisions like the snapback tariff. You know, we face a volume-based safeguard in Japan. So if we sell a certain volume of beef, if we exceed that threshold, then a 50% tariff kicks in. We saw this in 2017, and that was a great year for us. Obviously, we're selling a ton of beef there, but that tariff rate kicking up, that kind of discouraged some sales. So we didn't reach our full potential. These other countries, their snapback tariff lowers to 38.5% from 50%. It'll continue to decline. We still face the same restrictions. So it's an unfortunate situation because we're talking about a market that accounts for roughly 25% of our overall export sales. This is a very important market for us. We cannot make up for lost sales in Japan with sales in any other market. There's no other market that can absorb the volume and the value of the cuts that we're selling to the Japanese consumers. Right. We just can't. No, we can't sell it all in America. We certainly can't sell it at the same price in a lot of these other Asian countries. So that's why we need a trade agreement, and we need that to be a priority.
National Cattlemen Beef Association's man on trade, Kent Backus. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz from Denver Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Ron Hayes.